Yeah, totally. It adds a new aural layer to the visual text, and it helps you understand it in a new way. And if we're talking about adding new aural layers that help you understand things in a new way, I think we can move on from voices alone to adding background music to a recording. So far, we haven't talked a lot about layering. We've been looking at what we can do with the text itself, but of course, audio editing gives you the opportunity to play with other things at once. And there's something cool in that sense about sound, right? That it lets you hear different layers of audio at the same time. You know, like if I took out the drums, you can tell that I took out the drums. Or if I take out the bass, you can tell that I take out the bass. But I can still move in my mind as I'm listening and think, yeah, I hear a lead guitar and a rhythm guitar and I hear keyboards. You can't really do that in text quite as well, right? We don't at once in time get lots of different kinds of information, but we can do that in sound. You know, sometimes I'll do this thing in my classes where I'll play a speech by Obama or somebody else, and I'll just pick whatever his most recent speech is, and I'll play it on YouTube, and then I'll open up a playlist in Winamp, because I still use Winamp, that has maybe 8 or 9 instrumental tracks already picked out. And I'll just start playing clips of those instrumental tracks along with the speech. And it's really interesting how it sounds a little more gloomy, or it sounds a little more excited based on the music that I layer underneath it. It really changes a lot about how we're meant to interpret the words. Okay, so to mimic that effect here, I took the recording of Eric and I played a lot of different genres and styles of music underneath it. I know that in some ways we've heard this recording so many times by now that we're sick of it, but I really think the different music changes the way we hear those words. Okay, so I'm hoping that our listeners, you at home, will really stop and think about how the music affects your emotional reactions to this text and how the music changes what it means to you.
Before delving into the mysteries of receiving and sending messages without wires, a word as to the history of the art and its present-day applications may be of service. While popular interest in the subject has gone forward by leaps and bounds within the last 2 or 3 years, it has been a matter of scientific experiment for more than a quarter of a century. The wireless telegraph was invented by William Marconi at Bologna, Italy, in 1896, and in his first experiments, he sent dot and dash signals to a distance of 200 or 300 feet. The wireless telephone was invented by the author of this book at Narberth, Pennsylvania, in 1899, and in his first experiments, the human voice was transmitted to a distance of 3 blocks. The first vital experiments that led up to the invention of the wireless telegraph were made by Heinrich Hertz of Germany in 1888, when he showed that the spark of an induction coil set up electric oscillations in an open circuit, and that the energy of these waves was, in turn, sent out in the form of electric waves.